It's totally in the Yisr. How much meat do you have to eat in order to be over the Yisr? That's how much meat you have to bring back to Yishlayim. Ma Yisuri, everybody knows, when you eat the meat that's also to eat, how much do you have to eat? An achil always is kezayis. Is the kezayis. Is af chazar also the kezayis. Who are then bringing it back to Yishlayim is also totally in the kezayis. Shashi kisuroi. Like anything that's also to eat, the shear always is because I is. Tanya Reb Nosan Oimer. Zev is zeh kishtei beitzim. Both shearim by for chomets and for this bosa shlomim to say you have to bring it back to Yishlayim or go home and burn it is only the shear of two beitzim. For hoid lechachom, the chom weren't asking, that's too big of a shear, you don't need such a big shear. Mardashna posik in tchaya. For hoye bayayim hu la yia or yikarois ukfoyim. There'll come a time when it won't be so yikoris, it won't be so valuable, or the light, ukfoyim for kent will be put down. So Rashi says, I did the Ari Yishlayim, since we're talking about Yishlayim, the Yitzias Shoreham, Tikotoni, v'chein mish yotz Yishlayim, don't going out of Yishlayim, posak by pashoso, tibin lamei mekamon shosak kosh borchu loisef al Yishlayim. Now we're soon going to bring down psukim, that kosh borchu will be moisef in onto Yishlayim. So our Mishnah is talking about if you go out of Yishlayim, so we bring down Psukim now, they're talking about that eventually Yishlayim will be more bigger than it is right now. So the Gemara, my Yikoros Ukfoyim. What does it mean? It's Yoker, it's very valuable. Ukfoyim Ashram is not so valuable, it's just the opposite. It's put down. Omer Reb Leza, Zer Or, this is the light. She Yoker Boilom Azeh, it's very valuable in this world. Ukfoyim Elom Abo, it's not so valuable in Elom Abo. That this light, the great light we have in this world right now, from the sun, it won't be so valuable in Olam Haba. Anything that's not so valuable is kari kofi. It's like floating on the water. Because Olam Haba, you won't need this light, or else it means this much light that we have now will be nothing compared to the light we'll have then. Then there'll be a bigger light. Rav Yechanan Amar Elo Negoyim V'Yoylis. It means the loch is of Negoyim V'Yoylis. She Koran Hein V'Elo Mazeh. It's very choshev in this world. O Kvin Hein V'Elo Mabur. It's like Tophol to Elo Mabur. Vayta Yishua Ben Levi Yona Elo B'nei Yodim. It's going on people. She Koran Hein V'Elo Mazeh. That sometimes people are very choshev. They respect you in this world. Phonies. Come to Elam Abor, they'll put him in a place. They'll show him who's choshev, who's not choshev. The Marki Hall, the Rabbi Yosef, Bered Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi. Cholash, he got sick, v'yistig, he like fainted. He went to sleep a little bit. Ki Hoda, when he woke up, Omalei Avua, my choses, my says he had a chalim. So he asked him, what did you see in your dream? What did you see? Is Omalei Oilam Hofuch Risi. Like he went up in Shemayim, and he saw a Faker Tevelt, a turned over world he saw upstairs. So what does that mean? Elyonim lamata v'tachtonim lamala. People that are in this world, people thought they're very rich. They gave them a lot of covid. And on the other world of Shemayim, they saw tachtonim, they're not so choshev. So as Rashi says, Pneyodim shikorim ashirim v'chashuvim v'yenim tevel amokim. People that are just rich and people give them a lot of chashivas in this world, but they're not so nice to Hashem, is that they're not so good? So Rashi, istnig ragova porcha ruchai. He like fainted, he came out like he died, come out, and then his ruach came back to him again. Is the yoin and lamata that Rashi? Oisin shoyakan chashuvim risi kalim. The people of this world, everybody thinks they're such choshev people. In Shemayim, I saw they weren't so choshev. Omalois, his father answered him back. Beni, oilam bora risa. You didn't see a turned over world. You saw the truth there. You saw a gzunta world. That's the yemis. The anan, heichi hosim. Where are we? The tamil chom, and where are we there? The same way you're here, the same way you're there. Rashi v'Anan, Tamil Chachamim, Hechi Yisnayin Hosem, we're the same place. The Shemati, though, but I heard over that they said in Shemayim, Shemayim, Ashrim Yishabo Lakan, V'Tamud V'Yodai. It's very good for a person to come into Shemayim after he's mace, and he has a Tamud V'Yodai, means he learned a lot of Torah on this world. The Shemati, I also heard Shemayim, Haruge Malchus, the people that were killed on Kiddush Shemayim by the governments, is Einodim Yochul Amav Michitzosim. Nobody could stand next to them. It's so choshev because they were Moisa Nefesh Makorish Baruchu. Is Uman Ninu, who are these people? Elaim Rabbi Kiv, if you want to say it's Rabbi Kiv of a Chaverod by the Asar Haruge Malchus, Mishfad Gemar, Misham Haruge Malchus, Asulai. Is the reason why they're so choshev because at the end they got themselves killed on Kiddush Shemayim and not more.
The Asara Harugi Malkus were Gederli Ador, even without that Maisa, they deserve to be in a Choshev place. Elot means Harugi Lud. The people that are Harugi Lud, the Rashi Shnei Achim Hoyu, Shemosu Ratzim Al Yisrael, Shehoidu Al Atzman Arigas Bat Melech, Shei Matil Noisan Hakol Yisrael. That they gave up themselves today to save the whole city. The Maisa, they weren't so Choshev otherwise, but because of this Maisa, they were very Choshev.
The Pasuk says weiter in Tzchayim, Vayoyimahu, Yiye al Metzilois Hasus, Kodesh Lashem. Yes, the Gemara says, My Metzilos Hasus, what does it mean with the shade of a horse? Omri Beshua ben Levi, Osir HaKodesh Baruch Hu Lohisif al Yerushalayim, HaKodesh Baruch Hu will make Yerushalayim much bigger, he'll add onto the land of it, Ad Shasus Rots, Umatzel. He's like, until the sus can run, Rashi said that means until Chatzos Hayim, that the shade is underneath the sus. Like after Chatzos, the shade is more towards the other side. But exactly by Chatzos, the sun is right on top of you, therefore the shade is called underneath the sus. It's how long, how far a sus could run from the beginning of the day until Chatzos, that's how much land the Kodesh Baruch will add to Yerushalayim. Reb Lezer Oimer, Kol Metzilois, it means Shetoyim Lesus, Bein Enov Yio Kodesh Lashem. It's all the ornaments, the bell that you put on the horse, they will give to our Kodesh, to the Beis Hamikdash. Reb Yechida Nomar, Kol Biza Sheboizes in Yisrael Ad Shor, Shasus Rots, Umatzil, Yio Kodesh Lashem. It's when they have a Mechom and they beat up the Goyim, all the stuff they take away from the Goyim, one day, from the morning until Chatzais, that's how much, that's what they will give to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shlaim Lamandi Yoma Kol Biza, Shebozuzu Yisrael, all the booty that the Klai Yisrael gets from the Mechoma, Hainu the Siddur Pasek says, Boho, you have Sirus the Beis HaShem, Ki Mizrochum Lifnei Amizbech, that there'll be plenty of nice silver kalim given to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Bedek Abayis. El Lamandi Yoma, Pahanech Tarti, but only the ornaments that are on the horse itself, My v'hoyu asirus b'beis Hashem. What does it mean that there'll be a lot of kalim given to the Beis Hashem? Where are these kalim coming from? And the Gemara milsach ritikom. It's something else. It's saying the misasri Yisrael Klal Yisrael will become rich, or misnadvi umaisi, and they'll bring a lot of matonis to give to the Beis Hamikdash. So Moses bishleim alamandiyam. It's understandable that bizar that says that the booty you get from winning the war. Hainu the receive the pasuk says lo yiyo kenani oy b'beis Hashem tzavokis. They won't have to have any merchants going around in the Beis Hamikdash taking care, that they'll be able to take care of themselves. Well, Rav Rashi explains, Kanani, Lo yiyot tzurichim gizborim lasay schorim v'nichse hegdish. You won't have to have gizborim to do business with hegdish's property, like to make money for hegdish, because they'll be very rich hegdish, because everybody's going to give so much matonis to hegdish. So the Gemara, Elamandi yamahanech tarti mai lo yiyot kanani, if it's just given these two things, that the ornaments of the sus, so what does it mean, Hegdish will be so rich? There won't be any oni, it means. So tomorrow, Kanani minol and dikri tagu, how do we know that Kanani means a businessman? In other words, not that the Hegdish will become so rich, but the chlal and klal Yisrael, there won't be any poor people anymore. Now, how do we know that Kanani means a tagu, a businessman? The Pasuk says, Vayashom Yehuda bas ish Kanani, my Kanani, what does it mean he married the daughter of a Kanani? Elaim a Kanani mamish, he married mamish the daughter of a Kanani. Efshe bo Avram v'hizer. Is it possible that Avram Avinu told his sons not to marry Kanani? Yitzchak. He told Yitzchak not to marry from Kanan. Bo Yitzchak v'hizer es Yaakov not to marry from Kanan. Yehuda also v'nosim. Is it true that Yehuda would go and marry someone from Kanan? Elo am Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Bas gavra tagra means he married the daughter of a merchant. The siv Kanan v'yodoy mozne mirma. He has false weights. He's a merchant that sells things. The boy said, another pasuk gives me offer from here. Asher soich v'sorim kenani nich v'dayoritz. So much for the kenani are called merchants. He loved after the kenani that come from that city, just means they're merchants. Yet in the last pasuk, another pasuk by Zechariah is, v'hoyu Hashem l'melech ha'kol oretz b'yoyim u'yiyya Hashem ha'chodesh m'yechod. For the Gemara, otu idno lav echadu, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only one. What do you mean it will come a time? Om Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Like Oilom HaZeh Oilom HaBo. Oilom HaZeh, this world, Al B'Suris, Tevus, on good news, Oim HaBaruch HaTov Yemeter. We thank Hashem. For Yal B'Suris, Rois, but on bad news, Oim we say, Baruch Dayan Emes. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a dying, he does truth. No, but Oilom HaBo, Kula HaTov Yemeter. We'll only hear good things, we'll never hear bad things. Ushmo Yech, what does that mean? My Yechod. Otu Yidno Lav Shmo Yechod. Isn't it now also Hashem's name is one? Om Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, Loi Koyla Mazel Olam Abo. Hoi Lo Mazel Nichta, the Yud Kei. In this world, we write Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'nikra B'yalav Dalet. And we read it though with Adoi, Avol Olam Abo, Kula Yechod. Nikra the Yud Kei, and we'll read it also the way we pronounce the Yud Kei, the Nikta the Yud Kei. So,
yeah, alright, we'll stop here, we'll finish it the next tape.
Yeah, we're up to the last Gemara of the Perek and the Nun Omer Aleph. The last Gemara is, Sovar Rovul the Midrash Ebepirka. He wanted to darshan this pshat that Hashem's name Echad will mean that Los Lovoi will also call Hashem's name with the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Omla Yusaba, so the old person answered back, Lo'olam Ksiv, Lo'olam Mashma Loshen, hold it back, hidden. Whereas don't tell everybody the pshat is drosha. Rabbi Yavino Rami, he asked the Fakasha, Ksiv Zeh Shemi Lo'olam, which is Mashma Lo'olam, like hidden. Don't tell everybody. Vezeh Zichri Lodor Dor, and then it says Zichri means no, to remember it forever. Omra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Loikishani Nichtav Ani Nikra. The pshat is not the way my name is written. With Yud Kei Vav Kei, do we read it? Nichtav Ani B'Yud HaKei. It's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Nikra Ani B'Yalav Dalet. But we read Hashem's name Adoi with the Alav Dalet. Yehadrin Alecho Eilu Eivrin.
That's the fourth parak, yeah.
Mishnah says, Nokem Shinoagu Lasois Melocho B'Arvei Tzochim. Certain places that have a minig, that they still do melocha on Erev Pesach. You're allowed to do melocha at chatzos, up until chatzos ayim. He's the locha oisim. He's then you're allowed to. He's nikaradin, it's only after chatzos on Erev Pesach that you're not supposed to do a melocha. And we'll soon see the reason why. But before chatzos ayim, before like 12, 1 o'clock, then it's totally what the minig of your place is. So if the minig of your mokim is to do melocha, you're allowed to do it. Mokim shenogu shloi lasos. If you have a city where you live in, the minig is not to do melacha at all on Erev Pesach, is the melacha then ain't oisin. You're supposed to go after the minig of the mokim and don't do melacha then. So Rashi says, mokim shenogu ad chatzos min chatzi ayoim, half the day. Shloi lasos, why? Why? What's the minig not to do melacha? What's special about Erev Pesach? Kidei shloi yei torid b'melacha, you should not be busy doing work. V'yishkach dir chemtzoim. One thing is you forget to be mevayir your chometz in Erev Pesach, you forget to burn it. Or shchitas haPesach, bizman the Beis Hamikdash, you had to start doing the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. So you have to prepare yourself before and to be ready to start doing it. V'tikin matzah, you have to fix your matzah, litzorech halaylom. The mitzvah litzroyach mebojoyim. Because there's a mitzvah to you do something with the matzah to make the matzah before Pesach. Kedei lisoyev maher. Another thing is also you're supposed to finish the whole, prepare yourself early, kedei that you should come home and start to say the right away. Kediyama perek basra, choytz fin matzah b'leil psochim, b'shvil tinoikesh lo yishonim. You're supposed to start to say the right away as soon as you get finished with shul, kedei the kids should not fall asleep. So the kids said there's a nice thing not to do too much melacha on Erev Pesach, that you should prepare yourself for the seder to be able to start in time. That's why there's a minig not to do melacha even from the morning on Erev Pesach. Taisi says a different shot. Taisi says, "I'm a re mishum revo. The meforish b'yoshamli ma'ishnav ripsochi mishayim toy mishum the zman haPesach mechatzais v'yelech. That the zman the shchitas Pesach is from chatzais. V'yaf yochid kama hosam b'shayim ois hashonam. V'yoyim shemevi korban osa b'mlocha. There's such a thing like that. The day you bring a korban throughout the whole year, that day is like a yomter for you that you're not supposed to do melocha. V'poruchim kein yekol ayoyim osar." Usually you're allowed to bring a korban in the morning. So therefore that whole day you shouldn't do melacha. Mashenke and the korban tesla could only be brought from chatzos v'yelech. Therefore me'ikar adin you're not supposed to do melacha on Erev Pesach after chatzos. That's the ikar adin because that's the time when you can start bringing a korban. And when a person brings a korban that day is like a yomtiv, you're not supposed to do melacha. But there's a minig not to do melacha a little bit earlier. So Tosis ends off, v'nira, the last two lines, v'nira, v'yaf bizman hazeh, the leka akrov, even though nowadays we don't have a Korban Pesach anymore, kivon sh'neser oz osel yerlem. Since at the time of the Beis Hamikdash it was an inyan not to do melacha mechatzos v'yelech, that inyan still applies right now. However, Mishrum Panosa is the heter. If you're doing business, Mishrum Panosa, that's a heter. Here, Malacha just means if you start want to build something or do special Malacha, not Lashem Panosa, just time to do work, you shouldn't do this work on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. What about the morning? That's totally in a minute. Certain places they do Malacha, certain places they don't do it. So the Mishnah says, Ha'olech mimokim shoysim lemokim shenoysim. You live in a town that your town they do Malacha on Erev Pesach. But you go to visit somebody that in his towns they don't do malacha. Or else the other way. Your town, they don't do malacha even in the morning. But you're going now to a place, that in this new place, they do malacha, Erev Pesach up until Chatzos. What's the locha? We have to give you the chaymer, you have to be strict. You have to keep the meaning of the place where you came from. And in other words, if the place you just left, there they don't do malacha. Even though now you're going to a place that they do malacha, you're not supposed to do malacha. And the opposite way also. Let's say you just left a place that they do malacha, and you're going to a place now they do not do malacha, you have to go to chumrah both ways and be makpid on both minhagim, not to do malacha. You have to go to chumrah. And the Mishnah says, Vaitam, V'yal Yeshua.